politeness bordering on deference, Shukeya thought that he sounded Arabic.
A friend suggested your name for a very sensitive task on behalf of my boss, Monsieur Shuke.
What friend?
No names over the telephone, if you don't mind.
After a pause, he went on.
I know that you'll be at the Farnborough Air Show.
This piece of information alarmed Shuke, because he hadn't mentioned to anyone that he would be traveling to England for the aeronautical event of the year,
flying the Rafale for Dassault. His mysterious interlocutor added,
How do you know that? I don't like the sound of this at all.
Monsieur Shuke, we have been interested in you for a long time. We have done thorough research into your past and activities.
Who are you? Who do you represent?
I represent someone who can pay you a fortune, on which you could retire and live happily on an island in the Caribbean.
Or maybe the Pacific.
It's up to you.
This had been enough to convince him to go to a meeting at the airshow bar. Sitting down at a table, he looked around without taking off his reflective sunglasses, but couldn't see a man with Arabic features in the crowd. In the distance, behind the flames emerging from the engine nozzles of an F-15, he read a large sign, Success is in the air. It was the airshow's slogan.